This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Stephen Kreskoff, who speaks frequently to business groups, universities, and government organizations about international business, global supply chains, and government regulation of international trade. His book, What You Need to Know to Go Global, A Guide to International Trade Transactions, provides a practical guide to businesses conducting international trade in goods and services. Mr. Kreskoff, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. I'm very happy to be on your show.
Well, good morning to you, and it's our pleasure to have you with us today. So, for starters, what are some of the key things businesses need to know to start trading globally?
Well, first of all, I think they need to realize that they are, in fact, in a global economy. They really can't hide from it. Even though they may be thinking locally, they should start thinking globally. The U.S. is the leader, the world leader in services, and our economy is about 80% services. So many of the people listening today will be service providers, and a lot of those services are tradable services that can be traded overseas. For example, most of my work is international, and that's true of a lot of other people if they really think about the opportunities. To go global, you need to evaluate your product or service for the global market, and of course, if it's unique, that's easy. If it's not unique, then is it price competitive? And e-commerce today is a real help to smaller businesses. The e-commerce platforms like Alibaba, Amazon, and so forth really open up international commerce to really small businesses.
Is international trade limited to bigger businesses, for example, those that have global distribution centers or shipping operations, or can it be for any business?
It really can be for any business, and I really want to emphasize that. It's not limited to the big boys, the Boeings, the Apples, and so forth, General Electric. Even the smallest business can participate. Take me, for example. I'm a very small business as an international consultant. I work all over the world. My wife, Andrea, is a fiber artist, and she imports materials from Italy, England, and China, and manufactures her products here and sells them internationally. My web designer, Dean Van Dyke, an excellent guy, is based in Sydney, Australia, and he's a very small business. So that's the nature of the global economy today. There are complex supply chains that small businesses can participate in, even if it's Kmart or some other large multinational. And as I mentioned before, in connection with your earlier question, e-commerce platforms are very, very helpful to small business, and this is coming up very fast. So platforms like Amazon, for example, open up opportunities for small businesses to participate in international commerce.
Of course, there's a lot of talk in the news today about global trade with many opposing views. How will this affect small businesses going forward, in your opinion?
Well, we're in the political silly season, of course, that happens every 4 years. But globalization is the long-term trend, and I wouldn't worry too much about some of the things that are being said, even those that want to impose import restrictions are talking about that in terms of a negotiating tactic and not a long-term change in trend. So I don't think it'll opportunities will be limited in any way in the future. If for some reason the politicians did impose restrictions, that would not be good, of course, because then there would be retaliation from other countries, and we'd it would really hurt us in terms of our very competitive service industries, as well as increasing costs to consumers. But it's not going to happen. Globalization is the long-term trend. And businesses, even the smallest of businesses, should think about how they fit into the global economy and where they can benefit from the global economy.
Today we're joined by Stephen Kreskoff, author of the book, What You Need to Know to Go Global, A Guide to International Trade Transactions, which provides a practical guide to businesses conducting international trade in goods and services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design that you need, for example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money-back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, what are some of the key legal issues businesses should be aware of when trading globally?
Well, first of all, I don't want your listeners to be concerned about legal issues too much, because a lot of global business goes on without consultation of lawyers and without too much worry about legal issues. But let me identify three that they should think about a little bit. And the first I'll identify is protection of intellectual property, because that's very important, particularly for our businesses here in the U.S. As I mentioned, most of our economy is a services economy. We are the leader in innovation, and it's important to protect intellectual property first, of course, domestically, protecting your patents, copyrights, trademarks, business secrets, and so forth. And then if you're trading internationally, protect them in the global market by taking appropriate steps in the markets where you're doing business. So that's one issue. A second issue is for some will be government export controls. And, of course, our government regulates the exports of both goods and services that have anything to do with military equipment, or may enable other countries to improve their military equipment. So this is something to be aware of, and the Department of Commerce, the U.S. Department of Commerce, is involved with this. They have a lot of good information about it, so you don't necessarily need to hire a lawyer to figure out whether your goods are and services are subject potentially to export controls or not. And the third issue I would identify is getting paid is a little bit more of a challenge when you're involved with global commerce. You need to have a written agreement. You need to, in some cases, resort to trade finance, using the instruments of trade finance to make sure that you get paid. It's not exactly like, you know, selling to somebody around the corner where you can sell on open account until you've established a relationship. So there are different measures you have to take to make sure that you're being paid for your goods and services. And lastly, in that connection, you need in your agreement to provide for dispute resolution in case there's a problem, and usually that would be arbitration.
Certainly some helpful information there. And what are some resources for understanding taxes, tariffs, or any other financial issues that are critical to make trade a successful part of any business?
Well, Eric, excuse me for this, but I'm going to shamelessly promote my book, What You Need to Know to Go Global, because I have a very extensive chapter in my book exactly about that topic of understanding taxes, tariffs, other financial issues. I call it navigating government regulations. And fortunately, there's been a lot of harmonization over the last 40 or 50 years because of international agreements like the agreements administered by the World Trade Organization that have led to a much simpler situation. So my book discusses this in detail. And then other assistance that your listeners can obtain would be from the Small Business Administration, from the U.S. Commerce Department, and from state agencies in their local state that provide help to businesses that are seeking to engage in international trade transactions. And lastly, of course, there are many consultants and lawyers and freight forwarders and so forth that can provide information, international tax firms as well. But hopefully most information can be provided at no cost from public sources. But I will again suggest that your listeners take a look at my book. I didn't find anyone else who had done an overview like I have done of what you need to know to go global and the various aspects of doing international business. So I think it'll be very useful to your listeners, and I encourage them to take a look at it.
And of course, where can listeners get information, and where's the best place they could find your book and take action accordingly?
Well, first of all, my business website is www.kreskofftrade.com. That's C-R-E-S-K-O-F-F trade.com. And the book is was just recently published. The official book launch is not going to be until the end of September in Geneva. But it's available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, both in print and e-book version. I hope your listeners will take a look at it. I think it will be a big help. That was my objective, to help particularly smaller businesses navigate the global environment.
Well, Mr. Kreskoff, we certainly appreciate your time spent with us here today and for this valuable resource. And it has been our pleasure. And thanks once again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. You're doing great service to your listeners, and I appreciate the opportunity to participate.
And it certainly has been our pleasure, and thanks for those kind words. We've been speaking with Mr. Stephen Kreskoff, author of the new book, What You Need to Know to Go Global, A Guide to International Trade Transactions, which provides a practical guide to businesses conducting international trade in goods and services. And for more information, simply visit KreskoffTrade.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, designcrowd.com with over 500,000 designers from around the world and a money-back guarantee is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design or business card design or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP custom design offer.